You there? Okay, I hit record. I need it down to. There you go. So here's you. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, here's mine. Is that creepy? It's supposed to sound creepy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of JBC. This is episode 66. And you know what they say about 66-year-olds? That's right. They're 1 year older than 65-year-olds. This is our Mother's Day show.
Hi, Mom.
I wanted it to be the Motherfucker's Day show, but Joe pointed out to me that Motherfucker's Day is in June. It's called Father's Day, so we'll have to wait because today's May 11th. And we're just going to wing it. We got nothing prepared. Our moms forced us into existence, so why the fuck should we have to do anything special for them? We love you, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, motherfuckers!
Happy Fuckers Day, fucking mothers! I don't know why I said that. I'm in a goofy mood. I'm feeling weird.
Me too.
You too? I just want to, just real quick, tell everybody, remind everyone how seriously I take this podcast. Joe and I just had a long pre-show conversation. He got into some trouble. He imported some jelly dildos. When I say jelly, not like they're made out of like the jelly you put on a PB&J, but like, you know, jellies, like shoes, they're called jellies, like that material. Dildos made out of that. Joe imported a bunch, apparently didn't pay his licenses. Got into a lot of trouble, and we had a long conversation about it. And the entire time we were talking, I was looking at porn on the internet. But I have turned off the browser, Joe, for the podcast because I take this shit serious. Okay, I'm focused. I just want you to know that.
Well, when it comes to the jelly dildos,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they're called. I mean, that's a category. There are subcategories.
Yeah,
but. Because of this issue, and I don't want to go into it on the podcast, but thank you for talking to me about it, me about it before we went on the air. I decided, even though I got into some trouble about the dildos, I thought I would wear one for the podcast.
Yeah.
I know this is – yeah. So you can't see it, but it's called an accommodator. Do you know what that is?
I do.
You do?
I do. Do you want me to tell you?
Can you explain it to our listener?
As far as I know, the accommodator is a strap-on, but instead of strapping it to your waist for some hot lesbo or impotency action, you strap it to your chin.
That's right. I got a jelly accommodator.
That is so hot.
And I have to kind of turn my head because, you know, got the Yeti, I've got the microphone in front of me. So, you know, how do you have a big old accommodator on and talking to the microphone? Well, try and envision that.
I am.
I have to turn the dildo is kind of just to the side of the microphone.
Okay.
So I have to be careful.
But
now, this particular accommodator, let's see if it works. When I flick it down, it's supposed, I put batteries in, it's supposed to make a noise.
Okay.
When I flick it down. It's supposed to go doing, 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 like that. Here, let me try it.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. All right, I guess I'm just going to have to make the – here's what I planned on doing. Whenever I say something that I find profound, I'd like to flick the accommodator.
Okay.
Almost like as an exclamation, that, you know?
Yeah.
But and I thought it would be cool because then it would make the noise, so you would know when I was like really proud of myself and said something particularly funny or interesting. You would just hear, doing, 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 and then you could, then you could envision the accommodator on my chin being doing, 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 doing.
Yeah,
that's a real word, right? Doing, 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 doing.
It is now. All right. So what's the issue? That I didn't hear anything. Is it working?
No, it's not making the noise. I put the battery in. None of these dildos are working right.
try it again.
Okay.
Say now.
Okay, now.
Well, something. Oh, you did it again. Okay, you can stop.
Oh.
Okay.
No, that's great. One more time. Okay, there we go.
All right, it's working. Hey, just something real quick. You have the jelly dildo, and I just, you know, kind of an aside here. If you want it to not hit the microphone, why don't you get, this is the irony, get one of those really long ones, because it's jelly, it'll actually sag. It'll sag down from the weight, and it'll be below the microphone, and then you're good to go.
Well, this jelly dildo accommodator, it is technically jelly, but it's almost like it's like the difference between like soft tofu and hard tofu.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Some of the jellies are super flaccid and
yes,
kind of more comical.
Yeah.
But not in the case of an accommodator. An accommodator, you want to kind of like stick straight out like some inappropriate goatee.
You kind of want some upward thrust. I got you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you want a boner on your chin. Let's face it.
That's what you want.
And so they do make jelly dildos with that level of turgidity.
Yes. Turgidity. Maybe that's what we're going to name our episode. I'm going to write that down. Turgidity. It's just a fun little word. Yeah, turgidity. Let me write that down. I'm going to write it down with a pen my father made, because this is the Mother's Day episode. So let's just keep it all in the family. What was I going to say? Oh, that was an aside. I wanted to mention that you have the jelly dildo, but do you have a green jelly dildo? If you do, I think it would sound something like this after the ad plays. God damn it, YouTube. You know what? I should just pay them some fucking money so that they don't play ads.
Is Maynard going to sing on this song?
No, it's a different green jelly joke that's not going to work now because I didn't prepare in advance, because you know what? We don't do anything in preparation. All right, where's the volume thing? Yeah, okay. Green jelly. That was a really shitty punchline to a fucking stupid joke. I apologize, Joe, that you had to...
Yeah, but that's now I'm stuck on it. Not one of my jelly dildos. I've been able to successfully break free from those when they've malfunctioned.
Yeah.
One of my jobs, again, I don't want to go too far into this, and I don't want the jelly dildos to go too far into me, but... with two T's, but...
But
they've been malfunctioning. Like, this accommodator doesn't make the noise. Some of them, they're motorized. They become too aggressive. You can become injured. Mm-hmm. Some of them get stuck. It's not because they're too big. It's because they're strange apparatuses. Anyway. Oh, man, I'm having a flashback here. I don't even know what I was about to say. Oh, green jelly.
Yeah.
Green jelly. Interesting tidbit. That very song, you probably know this, a little piece of trivia here.
Okay.
That very song about the three little pigs. Maybe you don't know this because you're not chiming in.
Yeah.
Maynard James Keenan sings on that fucking song.
What? I did not know that. But just now you said that, I look down beneath the YouTube and it says music video by Green Jelly performing Three Little Pigs, copyright 1983, Volcano Entertainment, who were Tool's label back in the 90s. So
Opiate.
Yeah, yeah. So
Opiate. Now here's the thing. And many of our listener might understand this, Ian, because Ian is a Tool fan, so he almost certainly will.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Stop. I don't want this to turn into another music episode, but Ian's a Tool fan? Did I know this?
I think you might have known it. Maybe we've never brought it up.
But boy.
He is with us on the Tool thing, and he's pretty geeky about it. And I think that he would know this. Maybe we'll have to check in with him next time he's on the show, but and maybe he's listening, maybe he's not. Maybe we have no listeners. But here's the thing. He not only sings on the song, but he's prominent in the song.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's not like he's one some background singer when, you know, there's some gnarly chorus, or I can't even really remember the song. There's only certain parts of the song I remember. One of them is the Maynard James Keenan part where he says, "Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin." That is fucking Maynard. Let's hear it.
Wow. You want me to play it?
Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, let's do it.
I don't have it. I can.
Well, you know, take your time. But I think that's an interesting tidbit.
I was so intrigued by what you said, I jumped to Wikipedia to read more about Maynard James Keenan being the not by the hair of my chinny chin chin on the song. And so I'm away from the song now. So now I got to find that part of the song, and I have no idea if I'm. Oh wait, I just found it. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, I just got to turn it up. This is, I just, the YouTube has been good to me today, and I'll tell you what I mean later in the show. How do I turn? Oh, I have to unmute it. There we go. Here we go. Let's see. That was Maynard James Keenan
Maynard
right there?
Maynard James Keenan.
Wow.
Now, here's the interesting thing. Here, fix my echo again. Holy shit, I'm yelling in my own face.
I know. There's no echo on my end, so there's no echo on the recording. And by the way, my internet.
I'm good.
Okay.
But I wanted to say this. We've had this conversation before where back in the day, before the internet, and you and I are old enough, many people are old enough to understand what this was like. Mm-hmm. If you said some tidbit like that, let's say it was fucking 1993.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay. I said to you, well, you know that the My Little Hair or My Little not by the hair on my jelly accommodator.
Yeah.
Is Maynard James Keenan? Then easily you might have said, that's fucking bullshit.
I would have.
We might even have the album, put it in, push play on the cassette player.
Yeah.
And say, that doesn't sound like Maynard at all, because guess what? It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like Maynard. But now we are well into the era of the internet where if you say something that sounds completely fucking ridiculous like that, you can just prove it.
I mean, I think,
as well as proof can be obtained through Wikipedia.
It's there's just so many things going on right now. One, you're absolutely 100% right. The internet has ruined bar fights. Like it used to be back in the day, you know, when we were children, you could get into a fight in a bar because people disagreed on something. Seriously, you're absolutely right, Joe. If you had said to me, that's Mayor James Keenan right there, I would have been like, fuck you, you're a liar, and I'm going to fight you. Even though we were too young, A, to drink, and B, I don't think we even – well, we knew each other. We just didn't know each other that well.
To get into a bar fight?
To get into a bar fight, yeah. Because to know each other.
Maynard James Keenan sing a Three Little Pigs song with green jelly?
The thing is that I want you to picture it's 1993. So here's you and me. Let's pretend that we're old enough to be in a bar. Okay. And because it's 93, we have to be in the place for music in 93, which is like Seattle. Not my Seattle, but the one in Washington, right?
Right.
So we're in Seattle. We're in a shitty bar. We're wearing plaid, right? My girlfriend, whoever she is, she's wearing a baby doll dress, and your girlfriend is wearing she's wearing a baby doll dress and Doc Martens, and your girlfriend is wearing like a skin tight dress, and
otherwise she just looks like Robert Smith.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. She's got the Jennifer Aniston hair. She's got on a black vest and like one of those bodysuits tucked into her mom jeans, right? And like we're sitting there drinking PBR before it was like cool to drink PBR, and like you say to me, hey, that green jelly song, and I was like, green Jello, and you're like, no, they changed their name to Green Jelly because Jello sued them. I'm like, but Jello is called Jelly in England, they're not British. And you're like, just shut up and listen. I'm like, no, you shut up. And you're like, no, that's Maynard James Keenan. And now I'm angry. I'm like, fuck you, dude. And we start to have a fight, and then we flash forward to now. Okay, we flash forward to my day today. I woke my son up from his nap, and he was in a bad mood. He's like, I want to put on jeans, like, which is a weird request because he doesn't like to wear shorts. He wants to wear jeans. So we went over to his chest of drawers, and he said, I want to wear jeans. And I said, do you want to wear these? He said, yeah, because they were denim. And I said, okay, we'll put on your mom jeans. So, because that's what they kind of look like. They look like mom jeans. And, you know, this Sunday's Mother's Day. And then, like, later on after dinner, and we're about to put him to bed, he's just not having it. He's really upset. Like, I'm trying to put his PJs on him, and he just keeps shouting over and over again, no, I want my mom jeans. No, I want my mom jeans. I want my mom jeans. I want my mom jeans. And it just was such a delightful, happy, just memory for me while we're talking about this. And I realized
this really happened.
This really happened, yeah. And I realize I'm going off on all kinds of like
it's okay.
Crazy tangents here. But the point is that if you illegally import jelly dildos, and one of them is green, and that's a song about the Three Little Pigs, which is a nursery rhyme that kids listen to, and Maynard James Keenan is on it. And in the 90s, when you and I were too young to do this, we have a fight about it, which results in later me making fun of my kid's pants to the point that he takes it so seriously that it's his crying, like, is his crying shout as he goes to bed, that I think the world is exactly the way it's supposed to be. What do you think, huh?
Everything is in its right place.
Or in other words...
Fuck you, Jason!
Yeah, okay, so let's move on.
Well, and I love the way you took that tangent. I'd like to rewind the cassette tape.
Okay.
in my boom box.
Yeah.
That when you hit bass boost, it just makes it sound like shit. Doesn't improve the bass at all.
So fucking true.
I had one of those. And then I'm gonna rewind the tape, and this is what I thought was gonna happen. Okay. I thought you were gonna say, okay, Joe, here we go. Let's pretend that we're in 1993 and we're at a bar. Like, I was getting ready to go. I thought you were going to be like, and go. And I thought we were going to reenact a bar fight started by my preposterous notion or my preposterous idea that Maynard James Keenan was on that song. And then it would escalate to, like, me breaking a bottle and stabbing you in the gut with the broken bottle. Like, I was ready to go. I was like, let's fucking do this. And you went a completely different direction.
It's true. I did.
And I, by the way, I preferred your direction. I was getting hyped up a little bit. I was like, okay, because now I think I might need to actually break this bottle to make this bit work and stab myself in the gut.
Yeah.
I was struggling with how I was going to make the Foley art work.
Well.
And so I'm glad. See, what you did is you took it in a direction where I – chose not to break a bottle and stab myself in the gut with the broken bottle. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And can I just real quick kind of put a little cap on this part of the conversation so we can move on to bigger, better, and other things?
Sure.
Okay, I just wanted to real quick point this out, that the Accommodator, which you are wearing, which is a...
Yeah,
that was really good. Which has a jelly dildo in it. I'm assuming, and in fact, I'm hoping you're going to say that I'm right, because if you don't, it ruins everything, that these are all made in China, right?
Yeah, that was part of the problem. Again, I don't want to go into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's made in China. So let's just think about this for a second. When you and I were in our post-teen years, I'm assuming this was going on in your life as well as mine, there was this notion that when one is performing cunnilingus, I probably pronounced that wrong, when it is performing cunnilingus, one can trace the alphabet with the tip of one's tongue so as to provide variety and also to, you know, not get into a rut of just up and down, left, right, or you know, to, let's be frank, get bored, right? Because you're in there going lap, 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 lap. You know, like, your mind goes to other things. But tracing the alphabet was supposed to be like this wonderful, like, thing, right?
Yeah, I heard that whole thing too.
So
but
here's
I developed a technique called
yeah,
and I thought it was better.
Yeah,
anyway,
well,
continue.
Here's what I'm getting at. So, like, the Accommodator comes from China, and the Accommodator, as anybody who's, I hope your visualization is up to scratch. is you know, it's so that you can accommodate while performing cunnilingus, and so you're up there doing the alphabet. But it's made in China, which means that they're not doing the alphabet we're doing. They're doing Chinese, and just imagine going through the Chinese alphabet.
Characters.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, yeah.
That's
and I'm thinking
shit,
now
man.
We know why there's so many of them. Huh? Huh?
Ah. Brilliant.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say. I was actually thinking about the before everything else that came up. As soon as we started talking about dildos, I was like, oh, I got to bring in the Chinese thing. And it's been like 20 minutes. But anyway, let's move on. Happy Mother's Day, Joe. How you doing?
Yeah. Well,
hey, we've been talking about vaginas. Why not talk about the vaginas we came out of? Why not?
Let me tell you why not. Last Mother's Day, in some just, I think, act of disorganization, there was no meaning behind it, certainly no intention. We did the Mother's Day episode, what should have been a Mother's Day episode,
yeah.
I think had like one or both of our dads on it.
And
all
really?
We talked about was stories about my dad or something.
Oh, well, was that
if
how
you
happened?
Look back through the archive?
I'm going to look back. Yeah, but yeah, continue.
Well, but then I remember later on we had a brief discussion, I think, on the podcast where it's like, well, do we even really want to address Mother's Day? Like, it is my heartfelt wish that my mother, neither my mother nor your mother, ever listen to this podcast.
That's a good point, yeah.
Because, oh, no, like, I don't want that to happen. And then so where does that put us on Mother's Day? Like,
where does it put us?
Well, let me put it this way. I started coming up with things where I'm like, okay, well, you know, let me think of some ideas for Mother's Day, and you know, I don't write the ads, but I can, you know, I can request. Well, you know, there are companies that present me ads, and we make deals with them. You know, Crayola crayons, it's, you know, Pitchfork companies, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But you know, I realize that all of the copy that we get is totally inappropriate, and if I were to move forward with some sort of mother themed ad, it would end up being a just horrible disaster that if yeah. either of our mothers ever heard it, they would be shocked,
yeah,
and disappointed. So I was like, okay, so no ad. Okay. And then I was like, well, let me do a montage of evidence to cancel the podcast.
Sure, yeah.
So this might have worked. This is a little complicated, but it was just so, it became such a disgusting idea to me that I dropped it.
Oops. Hey everybody, I just hung up on Joe. Let me restart Skype and call him back because I'm an idiot. And you get to listen to my voice while he frantically tries to figure out what the hell's going on, if in fact he even knows that I hung up on him. So let me hear. Restart Skype. Yep, there we go. Okay, and that little sound was my computer saying, do you really want to start Skype? The answer is yes, and now it's installing itself. Yes, that's right. Thank you, Microsoft. And thanks for that Windows update that we just got a few days ago, by the way. That was really, really nice of you to change all of my settings. But enough about me and my problems. Let's talk about your problems. One of your problems is you have to listen to me right now. Well, Skype starts and it won't. Okay. All right. Fine. We're almost back in there. And I'm ringing him up, dialing, connecting, and hopefully he realizes what's going on. Joe, please answer the phone. I don't think he knows that I'm calling him. He's probably still talking. Poor guy. What a clusterfuck. Really. You know, it's amazing that I was born at all. Given my propensity for stupidity, it's amazing that in utero, so to speak, I didn't just choke on my own umbilical cord. And it's saying that Joe isn't online. That's not true. In fact, he just tried to call me, so now I'm going to call him back. Here we go. Ringing again. Oh, now this is better. Okay. Oh, you know what's going on? This is how stupid I am. I was trying to call him, but he was calling me, and that's why it wasn't working, because I wasn't answering the phone. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, how'd yeah. that go?
I pressed the wrong button and closed Skype. And so people got to listen to my shitty voice for the last 2 minutes. Sorry about that. You were telling a story about how terrible your argument for cancellation was.
Right. I don't know where we left off. That,
I don't either.
That is kind of funny when shit goes down like that, though. And I always trust you to just keep it moving. Anyway, I don't know what the last thing I said was, but I did. I told you, hey, it's good that we don't do a Mother's Day podcast because, yeah. one, if we're going to get some ad, the things tend to be just out in left field, really disturbing material.
Yeah.
Now, I might say, okay, I'm going to do this is what I started doing it. Let me tell you how it was so disastrous that I don't – for Mother's Day, I'm not even going to put it on our show – to argue for the end of our show. It's that terrible.
Okay, so you're saying
let me tell you how it started.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, all right, I'm going to do, because I did make myself laugh, and again, this happens a lot. I'll be thinking about something on the road while I'm driving.
Yeah.
And I'll think of something and I'll laugh really hard and I'll start to swerve because I'm like laughing and crying. I'm a fucking menace to society. I'm like out there thinking about stuff, you know, and it makes me laugh and I almost fucking careen off the road. Well, this is one of those cases. I was like, well, I guess I could do a your momtage.
Yeah.
And just that word, I laughed really hard and I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, then I realized the easiest way, and I could do, by the way, my montages are, you know, minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I realized I could do 8 your momtages.
Wow.
If I focused solely on us saying motherfucker.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. I could just call it a your momtage. I was like, this is easy. Mother's Day. And I was like, and yes, that would have been a good argument for cancellation, but yeah. I have to draw the line somewhere where, like, wow. I'm not even going to present this shit. It's not good. And here's the first – I did get home, and I was like, all right, let me give it a try. The first thing I found was this, and if you don't believe that this exists, I'll prove it to you.
Okay.
But this is the first and last thing that I put into the your momtage, and then I stopped.
Okay.
And I fucking walked away from the computer. Okay. This is what it sounds like.
All
right. Mother, 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 motherfuckers.
Okay, I don't believe you. Let's fight.
No, wait. Now I can't tell if you're joking. You realize that
I do. I believe
that was me quoting something that actually happened on the podcast.
No, I do. I believe you. And I'm guessing that
you remember that.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember what I ate for dinner. But I'm assuming in your montage would have been your mom's butt. Ho, put that ninja in a sleep hold.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I had all sorts of stuff that was cropping up, but most of it had to do with, you know, motherfucker, and then your mom's ass, and your mom's butt. Ho, put that bitch in a sleeper hold.
So why don't you do a motherfucker montage for Father's Day? Like we said, Motherfucker's Day is Father's Day.
Now that's how to do it.
Yeah, there you go.
And of course the argument for cancellation is easy and it's valid, and that is we say motherfucker too much.
There you go. All right, I like how this is working out. We do. We motherfucking say motherfucker too much. Hey, speaking of montages though, I made a mini montage, a micro montage. Can I play it for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just I was trying my hand at it because one of the things you and I talked about, I don't want to be too much behind the curtain, but we talked about maybe mixing things up and like you doing what I usually do and me doing what you usually do. So I was like, I'm going to try this montage thing. And so I made a tiny little montage. It's not an argument for cancellation, but let me play this for you here. Tell me if this, I got to turn off the music. Tell me if this sounds good. I did that. Did you hear? Let me do it again. I'm going to turn it up. Were you able to? Could you understand what was going
I'm
on there?
I'm so close. I'm so close.
One more time.
It's a sentence.
It is. It's a sentence. Okay, one more time. Here it goes.
All right, Ian. Listen close.
Okay, let's just do the first word. There you go. What's the first word? What's the first word?
Have to?
So one of the things I'm hoping you'll figure out is not only
going to fail you.
No,
I'm
just
fail you with it.
Okay, that's Vanessa Carlton singing. Okay. Are you happy now? She's singing. Happy. So you got that part.
It's happy.
Yeah. Okay. So let me go on now. All right. Did you get that part?
Here we go. I love the way it sounds.
No. Yeah.
Oh my god!
I think you got it. All right, play the whole thing. You got it? Did you figure it out?
I think so, man, okay, I hope I don't disappoint you. Okay, goddamn it, one more time.
Okay. Happy. All right. What is it saying?
No. I don't. No? I don't got it.
Okay. Do you have the first two words?
I feel like you're Satan taking over Pat Sajak's job or something.
Okay, so the first word is Vanessa Carlton singing "Are You Happy Now," and the second word is Zach De La Roya. I think that's his name.
Zach De La Roja.
Yeah, him. Him saying "motherfucker." Okay, so now listen. All right, you got that? Yeah.
Okay, so what I was hoping you were going to say is "Happy Mother's Day."
Yeah. So far, so good. Yeah, Happy Mother's Day.
Okay, so I did get that much.
You got that part, yeah. And the day is the Moody Blues singing Tuesday Afternoon. And I chose Tuesday because it has an S, because Zach is saying motherfucker. He's not saying mothers. So I needed an S before day. So it's Happy Mother's Day, Tuesday Day.
Yeah.
It's from Tuesday Afternoon on the Moody Blues album. Knights in White Satin. I think that was 1971. Yeah. So
what throws me off is I know that I'm hearing Wonder Woman at the end.
Yeah, you got that.
And that is that just kind of an exclamation, or does that work with the entire sentence?
There's actually two sentences. Happy Mother's Day, and then four more words.
You are Wonder Woman?
Pretty good. It's you are a Wonder Woman. Here, I'll show you. Oh, there's an extra word in the middle there. It's Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. Mommy from Disturbed singing The Sickness, right?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And then
I feel bummed out that you had to explain that whole thing.
No, it's
to me.
It's better.
Really crazy and weird, and I loved it, but I couldn't put the damn sentence together.
It's easy for me because I made it, right? I could definitely understand that somebody, but it's like Vanessa Carlton, and then Zach De La Roja, and then the Moody Blues, and then Disturbed, and then You Are is from You Are a Magnet and I'm Steel by Bill some motherfucker. I can't remember his name. There's a song in the early 70s. And then You Are A, and then Wonder Woman, the theme song from the cartoon and the TV show Wonder Woman. So, yeah.
Yes, and also the intro for Jen Powell.
And the intro for – yeah, exactly. So there you go. So one last time, and then I won't make you listen to it anymore. Oh, I forgot the U is – the U is from I Hate Everything About You by – who is that? Thrice.
Ugly Kid Joe.
No. It was Green – Three Days Grace. Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I Hate Everything About You. You Hate Everything About Me.
There's an Ugly Kid Joe one.
Is there? Okay.
Hate everything about you.
Oh yeah, that's that one. This is a different melody, but same concept. And what I was going for, just to really go behind the curtain, is I wanted this to be subliminal, to work on lots of different levels. Like, are you happy now? I don't know what the song is about, but clearly this is not supposed to be a genuine use of the word happy. It's supposed to be ironic. Are you happy now? So I'm saying happy.
Right.
And then mother, this is Zach De La Roya saying motherfucker. So again, not really mother. And then day, Tuesday afternoon. That's fine. Whatever. Moody Blues. Whatever. And then mommy, of course, in that song by Disturbed, the dude is like getting beat by his mother. And so he kills her. Right. And then You Are is from that Bill, whatever his name is, You Are a Magnet, I'm Steel. That's about, like, sex. And so, obviously, it's not appropriate for a Mother's Day wish. And then
I'm catching what you're putting down.
Yeah. So you – I always skip the 3 days. I Hate Everything About You. That's – obviously, I don't hate my mother. And then R.A., that's the sex thing. And then Wonder Woman. Then at the end, you're like, yeah, that's true. Our moms are Wonder Women. So it's like this. Do you ever see that movie Happiness? Do you remember that movie?
Yes, it was terrifying.
It was, and that whole movie is. I'm telling you, boy, we're gonna go off on a weird, wacky tangent here. But that whole movie. Do you remember how the movie ends? Do you remember the ending of the movie? You remember?
No, there were several different storylines, and they all messed with my head.
Yeah, it was a pretty fucking dark movie. The movie's main premise, not main, but one of the difficulties is the son of the child rapist is he tries masturbating, but he can't ejaculate. He can't orgasm. And then at the very end of the movie, he's looking over a balcony at a woman sunbathing, and he's jerking off, and he finally is able to achieve orgasm. And like, for him, he is the only character in the whole movie that achieves any kind of happiness. You remember then the dog licks it off of the railing, and then it goes licks the mom's face, and that's really, really gross, right? I mean, we're talking about Mother's Day, so
yes.
Why not? But
oh god,
yeah, it's disgusting.
All this, oh god damn it. And here, actually, I remember what the end of the movie was, where there was like some disappointed grandpa he's not supposed to eat salt or it'll kill him. And he like looks around at his family disgusted and puts fucking salt on his
meat. Yeah, everybody, there's the whole John Lovitz character who commits suicide, and the woman who rejected him who goes on a date with a convicted peeping Tom who cuts his own penis off. Wait, no, that's a different movie. Sorry. I'm mixing that up with a different one.
You know what? It would have fit right in.
It would have fit right in.
That movie is a delightful family uplifting film.
And Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it. And anyway,
the most awkward fucking scene that I've ever seen in any movie is in that movie with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes.
Sitting next to a woman. And it makes me want to fucking just crawl up my own ass just thinking about it.
That's the one where
everybody watched that movie and regretted
it. So Philip Seymour Hoffman's character has a phone book. This is back in the day of phone books, and he would call up women, say nasty things, hang up, and then scratch their names out in the phone book so he wouldn't have to call them back. But here's the point I was trying to make, Joe. The terrible, awful point I was trying to make, which is that entire movie is just you know those times when you're sitting there jerking off and just nothing will happen. You're just like, oh god, I just want to get this over with. You're like, you're not even enjoying it anymore, right? It's like, but you're just like, well, I'm not going to stop because then I'll be impotent for the rest of my life. I'm going to keep doing this. You finish. It's like just this whole laborious, disgusting process. You finally get done, you're done. That's what that movie is. That whole movie is just you going through this whole laborious, stupid process of like, what the fuck am I even doing this? And at the end, the kid finally comes all over the railing and the dog licks it off, and that's the end. You're like, oh, thank god it's over. And that's what my montage was. It's just this horrible process of these are not mom things, and then it ends finally with Wonder Woman, and you're like, oh, finally it's done, yay. He ended on a positive note, the end. That's what my montage was.
Happy Mother's Day.
We do delight ourselves, don't we? That's pretty much all I had, and you're gonna have to take over for the next 23 minutes. So
funny, because we were talking earlier. I don't know why. Sometimes I have a few beers. Sometimes I have more during the show, and I was bemoaning the fact that if I hit some threshold, then I feel like I ruin the show. I think our listener might agree with that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Whether or not I'm drinking beer or coffee or just a glass of water or eight beers, I fucking have to pee. Some people might think that it's a bit. Some people might think that it's a bit, but to me, I get irritated. I'm glad that I have a partner in this endeavor that can just, keep talking and be entertaining. Uh-huh. I do listen back to it. I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass. You do a good job about that. But and then on, I can forgive myself because a couple episodes back I had diarrhea all day and I actually had to go what I call butt pee.
Yeah.
And I did. And that's fine. And you held your own during that. But we were talking earlier. I have to go pee so often during the show. I'm starting to wonder if this is a problem? And I don't notice it unless I'm on the podcast. Now, if I'm at work at Taco Bell, it doesn't seem to me that I have to go pee a whole lot. I haven't been to the doctor, and I haven't said to my doctor, listen, I have to go pee at inopportune times. I have to go pee too much. What does that mean? I mean, maybe you can WebMD it for me. Do I have a fucking problem here? And I also think I do get a little nervous sometimes on the show. And I remember back when I was playing in a band, sometimes I would have to go pee two or three times before a show just because I was like – like jittery, you know, like just made me want to pee. But these don't seem like nervous pees. Like I fucking probably 50% of the shows that we've done, I have to stand up and go take a substantial piss. Okay. And you know this. Maybe I've never brought up before, but I take a substantial piss right before the show begins to try and avoid this. But I still have to piss right in the middle. And again, this is regardless of how many beers I've had. It doesn't make sense. I feel like I have a medical condition. Dr. Jason, Mark, can you tell me what my fucking problem is? Do I have a prostate issue?
I can tell you what your problem is, but instead of doing that, or I'll do it when you get back because you are going to go pee, right?
Totally.
Okay, so then I will ask you, what do you want me to talk about? I either will talk about the five worst moms in history, or I will talk about the, I don't know how many, hottest moms on TV while you're gone.
Oh, that's easy. Worst moms in history. Okay. And I can't wait to listen to it tomorrow.
All right you go. Okay, he's gone. All right, now I got to go find that website I was on. Oh, shoot. I think I skipped off of it because I was looking at the hot moms.
Everybody, Jason will find the website in T-minus 5, 4.
Oh, Jesus. Three. I'm totally not finding the website. I thought you were going pee, dude.
Will I go number 2 or will I go number?
Oh, here we go. Found it. Okay, go.
1.
Go. All right. So the hottest mom on TV, it said, was Gloria Delgado from Modern Family. I mean, yeah, she's attractive. So anyway, here are the five worst moms according to some guy named J. Mark Powell, who apparently wrote books. These are the five worst moms, and depending on how much time we have, I'll explain why. Number 5 is Mary Ball Washington, George Washington's mother. I'm assuming the reason she's the worst mom is because her middle name is Ball. I just imagine George being teased as a kid. It's like, you know, you're Ball, son. And I don't know. Is that how things worked back in the 18th century? Anyway, number 4 is Arizona Donnie Barker, a.k.a. Ma Barker, who was apparently a criminal of some kind, and she was a very bad mother. Her first name was Arizona. And that explains nothing to me. Anyway, next is number 3, Mary Ann Cotton. She was also a terrible mother. Let's see why. Her name may not ring a bell, this guy says. It's still scandalous in the UK. Okay, so she was a bad mother because she was British. Number 2 is Zerelda Elizabeth Cole James Sims Samuel. And she was a bad mother because her name takes half a fucking hour to say. Zerelda Elizabeth Cole James Sims Samuel. She was Jesse James' mom. So I guess she was a bad mom because her son grew up to be somebody whose name was taken by the guy who married Sandra Bullock and then cheated on her. Which, you know, I mean, in as much as if you raise a kid whose name becomes the name of somebody who cheats on Sandra Bullock, then yeah, you're bad. Because if I was married to Sandra Bullock, let's just say my name wouldn't be Jesse James. My name would be something in Chinese so that I could spell it for her. I can't believe I just said that. Anyway, moving on, number 1 on this list is Mama June from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. And their explanation is, if you've seen the show, you understand. Nuff said. Well, I haven't seen the show, so I don't know why she's the worst mother of all time. But I'm going to trust this website because everything on the internet is true. So there you go. Here's our 5 worst mothers of all time. They're all old, except for Mama June.
So you haven't begun yet?
No, I just finished.
Oh, great. Okay.
I was sort of like killing time until you got back. So you want to talk about your bladder? You talking about why you pee all the time?
Yeah, I was just wondering. Because it's everybody. It's not a bit. Well, yeah. It's become a bit, but that's not an intentional bit. That's not funny.
It is a bit.
It's Jason picking up slack because I've got some sort of bladder issue. Or some anxiety issue or something. Sometimes it's a 4 Bud Lights in a row issue. But,
yeah.
But if that were to be the case every time, then I would understand. But yeah. I don't because it's not consistent.
Well, a couple
the only consistent
things.
Thing is peeing. The causation is a mystery.
Well, I if it were a bit, you would have done it when I actually hung up on you. the Skype call.
That's right.
So
didn't have to pee yet.
So clearly, clearly people know this is the truth. If you're in a bar with Joe and he says, I have to pee all the time, don't fight him. He is telling the truth. WebMD says that frequent urination can be a symptom of many different problems, from kidney disease to simply drinking too much fluid. When frequent urination is accompanied by fever, an urgent need to urinate, and pain or discomfort in the abdomen, you may have a urinary tract infection. Other possible causes of frequent urination include diabetes, which you're scared of, pregnancy,
prostate
problems, interstitial cystitis, diuretic use. Are you using any diuretics?
No.
Okay. Another
green tea.
Yeah, that's a diuretic. I mean, it isn't, but I'm going to say it is. Stroke or other neurological diseases. These are all things that might contribute to frequent urination. Now, I also frequently urinate before running events. Like if I'm going to go do a half marathon, I usually pee like 4 or 5 times. The number of times I've been in the porta potty when the starting gong goes off is a large number. So maybe you're just nervous.
Could be.
I don't
know.
I don't
Medical
think so.
Mystery. Of all the things you rattled off, I'm scared of about half of them. So I guess we'll see.
Like pregnancy, is that your number one fear?
Well, there's stroke, but you know, if Tony Danza is eating toilet water rat soup in county jail.
I'm glad you said that. The peeing thing is it is it's a bit now, and I think one of the things that's great about our podcast is how nothing is ever planned, and yet everything is permanent. So, you know,
it's
getting to the point where, like, if we go too many episodes without hearing from Larko, I get a little bit nervous. I call the guys up. I was like, you guys got an ad for us? If there's too many episodes without an argument for cancellation, I start purposely fucking up just so you have an argument to cancel. And if we have too many episodes where you're not peeing,
kind of you.
Then I'm like on Amazon shipping you like Pedialyte and shit just so you'll drink before the show and have to pee because it's a thing now.
Well, this is going to seem off topic. Mm-hmm. And it will be.
What is our topic that you're going to go off of just out of curiosity?
Well, we were kind of getting into my medical issues.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
Just one of the many topics that we've touched on. Again, this will seem a little bit like a hard right turn.
Yeah.
But could you look up a particularly poetic speech from Abraham Lincoln, please?
Just any one of them, or?
Yeah, doesn't really matter which one.
Okay. Let's see. Abraham Lincoln speech is plural.
Now, give me a good one, and then I'm going to put it on my screen. Now, I'm doing this for a reason.
Okay. Oh, okay. You want me to tell you?
Yeah, just give me a good speech, and so I can put it on my screen, and then I'll tell you why I've made this request.
Oh, okay. Does that have to be a speech, or can it be a poem?
It can be, as long as Abraham Lincoln wrote it.
Okay.
And I preferably performed it in public.
Okay, I went to the wrong website because all it's giving me is pictures of his handwriting. So let me keep looking. I want to accommodate this because I'm fascinated by the premise.
Funny that you said accommodate, because not only am I wearing an accommodator, but I'm also wearing an Abraham Lincoln top hat.
You are? Right. Okay. Now. Well, then I'm going to pick this one, which is called Response to a Serenade. Are you going to look it up?
I'm going to look it up, and I'm going to read it to you, and this is why.
Okay.
I have an Abraham Lincoln hat on.
Yeah.
I have, instead of a fake Abraham Lincoln beard, I have an accommodator on.
Yeah, that's kind of a beard.
And
it's a dick beard.
What I wanted to do.
That's tonight's show. If we don't call it Tradigity, we're calling it Dick Beard.
Dick Beard, okay? This is the thing. The noise that it's supposed to make, what I wanted to do was, in honor of Abraham Lincoln, because it's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, that makes no sense. Anyway. we're about to delve into some true nonsense here. I've got a dick beard and a top hat.
OK. Can I just real quick interrupt you, because I Googled Dick Beard to see if it was a thing. And yeah, there's a Dick Beard Chevrolet in Hyannis, Massachusetts. So if you need to get yourself a pickup truck, go to Hyannis, Massachusetts and pick up one from, no pun intended, Dick Beard. Anyway, sorry, Joe, go ahead.
A Dick Beard Chevrolet?
A Dick Beard Chevrolet.
Here, I've got an ad. I've got an ad from Clark Marketing Solutions.
Do you?
Yeah. Dick Beard Chevrolet. It's a really good car. That's really, really good. It's a good car. Better than other cars. Some would say that it's not bad. Dick Beard Chevrolet. Okay.
And if you switch from your Google search from all, which is like gives you websites to images, you will not sleep for a week.
Now, don't give me Dick Beard. Give me an Abraham Lincoln poem. I can't believe I just said that sentence out loud.
You did. Montage that shit. The Abraham Lincoln speech is response to a serenade. Are you looking that up, or do you want me to read it to you? I mean, what's?
No, I got it. Response to a serenade, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, do we have a copy of it here?
I'm looking at a copy
of it. I'm just going to do this. Okay. So I've got the accommodator on. I've got a top hat.
Yeah.
I'm going to read some Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And to accentuate some of his prose, I'm going to flick the accommodator.
Okay.
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 So just envision this. Close your eyes, Jason. Envision this.
Okay.
Fellow citizens, I am very glad indeed to see you tonight, and yet I will not say I thank you for this call, but I do most sincerely thank Almighty God for the occasion on which you have called. How long ago is it? 80-odd years?
Suck a dick.
Since the 4th of July, for the first time in the history of the world of a nation, by its representatives assembled and declared as self-evident truth that all men are created equal? That was the birthday of the United States of America. See, now at the end, I just did a couple of kind of, you know, crescendo.
Yeah, little minor flicks.
I love that when I asked for a speech from Abraham Lincoln, you said, I will accommodate you.
Totally accident. Didn't even mean to do it. Like all of our humor.
Ladies and gentlemen, the worst comedy bit that we've ever presented. Thank you.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. We're having a good time here. Hey, we've got 8 minutes left, and it is our Mother's Day episode, and I wanted to do some shout-outs to some moms. For no reason, really. I mean, just as an excuse to shout-out, because it's not their momness. Like, I have a wife who is a mom, and I really love her. Like, I loved her before she was a mom, and now she's a mom. I still love her. I love her momness. You have a mom, and because she made you, I love her. I have a mom, which I, you know.
Both have several moms, really.
When you think about it, yeah. But I also wanted to, like, shout out to people who I like who are also moms. And I thought you could do the same thing.
I've got a few of those.
Yeah, that's really
sweet. And I think that the accommodator Abraham Lincoln speech was a really good kind of lead up to this.
I agree.
It fits, right?
I agree.
The segue. Yeah.
You know what? If nothing else, we can say that in as much as these are moms, I would like to accommodate their happiness going forward. And that does not mean I want to strap a jelly dildo to my chin and pleasure them. But if that's what it takes and it's allowed and they're willing and my wife is, which will never happen, I'm game. What I mean to say is I'm selfless.
Some of these moms, I didn't mean to step on you there.
Okay.
Some of these moms are Abraham Lincolns.
Took me a while to find the button, but yeah. Okay, so do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
Go first there.
Okay. First mom is this is going to be a little bit bittersweet, but I'm going to give her a code name. But she is, I'm going to call her, let's see, I'm going to call her the Air Force medic. I think she knows who I'm talking about. Air Force medic is a mom, and shout out to her. We've had some pretty good times, and those are going to be few and far between. When I say good times, I mean on a platonic sense. They're going to be few and far between as a result of life changes, and I just want to say thanks for everything, and I hope you keep listening to the podcast, and I hope Air Force medic things go well for you. Okay, your turn. Go, Joe.
Oh, well, I had a little bit of a list. Well, let me say a shout out to Jessica.
Yeah.
We've talked about Mark many times on the show.
Yeah.
He's going to probably come on the show.
I hope so.
He was my best man. His wife, Jessica, is the mother of my godson. Mm-hmm. Happy Mother's Day.
All right. Nice one. How about we give a shout out to, I hope I'm not stealing from you, but Shags. Shags is a mom. And she's
Shags
an awesome human
mom.
Being.
Happy
she's,
Mother's Day, Shaggy.
Happy Mother's Day, Shags. You are what every mom should be. Funny, smart, hot. Boom.
And quietly judging you.
I made it creepy. Yeah. Okay, your turn. Go.
Okay, we had a real engineer on here a while back.
We did.
He's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Garrett Bishop.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did. Yep.
His wife was Pauline's maid of honor. Ooh, I got that right.
Nice.
And she's a great mom. And they just had a new baby. Happy Mother's Day, Lindsay.
That's sweet. Okay, now I got to think of mom because I ran out. I already said my wife. I already said my mom. I said your mom. I want to say Barack Obama's mom. Thanks. Sorry, Joe. You're going to have to do the next one really long, and I'll think of an actual mom I know. Yeah. So it's your turn again.
Oh, okay.
Because I kind of, yeah, I should have done that time.
Shout out to Faye Dunaway, who plays Joan Crawford and beats a child with a fucking wire hanger. Happy Mother's Day, you crazy bitch.
Oh, that's great. Well, then if we're going to do that, then I'm going to say Happy Mother's Day to, what's her name? The girl with the hair, and she's on the show. Britney Spears. There
oh,
we go.
Yeah, that one.
Britney Spears. Happy Mother's Day, Britney Spears.
I want to say Happy Mother's Day to Jason's mom. Not okay. Fucking this Jason over here. Jason fucking Voorhees. Because she is a maniac killer.
She is.
Happy
I like
Mother's
that.
Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Jason's mom. Does she have a name? Is she like just Jason's mom, or is she like...
I think she's just Jason's mom.
Okay.
I think she has a name, but I guess my geekiness doesn't go that deep. Okay.
I'm trying to think of who else I know that's a mom. I mean, I know lots of moms. None of them listen to the podcast, thank God.
Angelina Jolie.
Is she a mom?
She
is.
You're a real good mom feeding your children crickets.
She's a mom.
She's
and
actually a very good mom.
I don't know if we mentioned this on the show, but one of her kids' name, one of the kids she had with Brad Pitt, they named Shiloh. Right? Did we talk about this on the show?
Wait, is that significant?
Shiloh Pitt? Shiloh Pitt. Shiloh Pitt?
Shiloh Pitt.
Shiloh okay. Pitt. Are you getting what I'm putting down here? Are you picking it up? Are you smelling it?
No.
Shiloh no. Pitt. Shiloh Pitt, Joe. That's just a big heap in Shiloh Pitt is what I'm saying.
Oh, God damn it.
I know. Look, Angelina Jolie is probably more mom than most moms are, and I got nothing but respect for her. And I'm sure young Shiloh will grow up to be a fine young gentleman.
I just wanted to make fun of the fact that she fed her kids crickets, but actually, if you look at that in context, I thought it was actually really cool.
I don't know that what's the context.
No, she brings her kids around the world. She teaches them about different cultures.
Yeah.
You know, there's food shortages going on. She was actually like, look, in some places, and maybe will be the wave of the future, that we need to use insects in order to get proper protein and to be able to feed everybody on the planet. That was the context in which she fed her children crickets. So, sorry, Angelina. I actually thought that was I thought that was an interesting thing that she did.
I think that is interesting. I've decided to resort to Facebook to look up to people I know. so that I can find some others I want to give shout outs to. I'll just do it rapid fire and you can jump in anytime and say, no, I want to. So, happy Mother's Day to my sister-in-law. She's a great mom. Happy Mother's Day to my mother-in-law. She's a great mom. Happy Mother's Day. Is Jo Beth Nelson a mom?
Well, she's the mother of all lies.
Then happy Mother's Day to her. Happy Mother's Day to the number one most awesome employee at the Library of Congress. She knows who she is. She is also a podcaster and a voice talent, and she's amazing. Happy Mother's Day to – I'm just going to say this name for real. Jody, happy Mother's Day to Annie. Happy Mother's Day to Anna. Happy Mother's Day to Robin. Happy Mother's Day to wow, I don't really know a lot of mothers.
Are these real moms that you know in your real
yeah,
life?
Yeah, I'm just scrolling. Okay, happy Mother's Day to Emily.
Let me rattle off a few.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah, let's just back up. Hillary. Okay. Your turn. Go.
Well, I've got happy Mother's Day to Kelly. Happy Heather. Mother's Day to Maggie.
Melissa. You know? Gabrielle.
Yeah, I'm not just – these are not random names. These are
neither
real
moms. Neither am I. I'm reading – Julie. Julie adopted her kid, but she's still a great mom. I'm just – we're just going to – Sam, as you see him, Danella, Jessica, Becky.
My mother-in-law, Susan.
She's a great...
My stepmother, Carrie. She's
yeah?
Fucking great.
She is.
Happy Rima. Mother's Day, Carrie.
Happy Mother's Day, Rima and Sushma. Keep going. Claire.
Happy Lara. Mother's Day, Marge Simpson.
Marge Simpson. Elizabeth. Liz
Lois
to your
Griffin.
Friends. Yep. Happy Mother's Day to somebody who has the same name as my wife, who we are related to by marriage. I'm not going to say anything else. Happy Mother's Day to this person, whose name
right,
I can't.
Now this is the most important one.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to all of you Munchausen by proxy women out there that rub feces into the wounds that you incurred on your own infants.
That's a great place to end the show. We learn anything today, Joe? I think we learned to never do a themed podcast on Mother's Day. I think we really...
You just fucking convinced me.
I didn't mention Sarah. She's a great mom. And, so is, God damn, I know a lot of people on Facebook. This is embarrassing.
Oh, you're just reading from Facebook?
I'm just reading from Facebook. I'm skipping people, though. She's a bad mom. She's no good. I don't even like her. Why are we friends? Angie, she's a good mom. Oh, this girl is not a mom. But if she was a mom, she'd be a good mom. Same with this one right here. This one's a mom, and she's about to be a mom again. Is that how it works, Joe? Like, if you're a mom, and then you have another kid, are you like another mom? Or are you just the same mom?
You're enhancing the power of your momness.
That's what it is? Okay. And I'll stop with... Well, I was going to stop with Serana, but I'll stop with Jennifer, because... she's not only a mom, she's also a heck of a internet security analyst.
You named a lot more moms than I did.
I just read from a freaking list.
Remember that best in that movie Best in Show?
Yes.
Where Christopher Guest he goes, you know what I do just for fun? I just start naming nuts.
I don't remember that.
And he goes, it was like this: macadamia nut, pistachio nut, peanut.
I don't remember that.
And he like giggles to himself. It's like the stupidest joke that ever really worked. I mean, anyway, you were kind of naming moms like he was naming nuts, and I thought it was funny.
I don't remember that.
I like to name moms. Jessica. He's a mom.
I'm going to.
Kelly.
Mom.
Arla Pepper. If you don't stop naming nuts, and the joke was, of course, that we lived in pine nuts. And I think that's what put it in my head at that point. So I'd go to sleep. She'd hear me in the other room, and she would just start yelling. That's like peanut, hazelnut, cashew nut, macadamia nut. That was the one that we sent her into a, going crazy. She said, "You stop naming nuts." And Hubert used to be able to make the sound. And he wasn't talking, but he used to go, that sounded like macadamia nut. Pine nut, which is a nut, but it's also the name of the town. Pistachio nut. Red pistachio nut. Natural, all natural white pistachio nut.
I enjoyed that way more than I should have. Good night, everybody.
Your mom is so stupid, she thought a quarterback was a refund.
Dickbeard.
Motherfuckers.
Hey Joe, just real quick, number 11 on the top hottest TV moms of all time, number 11, Daenerys Targaryen. She never had no kids, she just hatched some dragons. What the fuck?